You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
The Macho Man Randy Savage, and when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
There is no way Randy Savage is not on my mouth.
Yeah, The Rock knows nothing about wrestling. That guy's an idiot.
I didn't say that.
No, that's what you meant.
No, that's not what I said at all.
How could he leave Macho Man off of that?
Because again, like we talked about in the first hour, entertainment is different when you're not looking at stats per se. And to me, Randy Savage has to be on those four. I put Randy there over Terry. I do.
Well, that's because you have a personal connection.
It has nothing to do with that.
And you have the same name.
Then that might be more. It might be more that because it's easier for me to remember his name.
It's true.
You know, others' names I don't like it. It really seriously took me a while to remember Barry Horowitz's name.
I thought that was the guy, the Son of Sam, wasn't that the the Horowitz guy?
Oh my God! No.
Same guy?
No, not the same guy.
Just checking.
Every time Barry Horowitz would lose and extend the longest losing streak in the history of probably all of sports, he would always pat himself on the back.
That's a great way to.
It is. It definitely was fantastic. But, you know, we got to do one of two things. Either, well, there is no either. Randy is on my Mount Rushmore, or we need to put a double Mount Rushmore, like getting a double quarter pounder.
Okay.
We're going to do a double Mount Rushmore.
Four more.
Yeah. And I still think it'd be controversy.
Well, when it comes back to the patting yourself on the back, I mean, Mike Perry, doing his own corners back in the day, you know, he could save a lot of money by just
did save a lot of money. You know, and the only person in his corner was his girlfriend, so
his
he didn't
son,
have
to. His son was there, was in the womb.
Well, yeah.
So he had two in his corner.
But, pay two for the price of one. And we are waiting for news from Mike. You know, from Malky, you know, as, you know, what's next when he will be fighting.
Yeah, and bare knuckle is next fight, I think.
Well, that it should be, but then out of left field came the triad thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, I texted him, and I'm like, is there any truth to this? Because I'll consider going to it. And I know this will be really bad, but if it wasn't Metallica and it was somebody I really wanted to see.
Well, let's be honest. Like, all the people that were in the crowd, the 20,000 fans that they kept boasting about on the pay-per-view, they were all Metallica fans. Like, they just happened to watch a fight and waiting for the concert to start.
Sure.
And then as a fan at home...
That's what you do.
Well, as a fan at home, I was sitting there just twiddling my thumbs, waiting for the music to stop. So I would leave, go back in the house, come back out, music's still playing. Okay, I'll wait. And then the Frank Mir fought because they put the concert before the main event. So you have to wait through a whole Metallica noise thing to get to actual, you know, fighting, which there wasn't much of a fight because Frank got knocked out standing up.
Like I said, it's a shame that we're friends or we could talk more, but he's a good dude. So.
Do you think he prepared for this? I mean, was,
oh, no, I'm pretty sure he prepared.
Yeah, I mean, that's just...
Again, I'm Mr. Naive, you know, so I don't know, but I know that there were other fights in talks. Well, other fights are now not going to happen after that. So you would think that a lot is riding on these things.
Yeah.
Especially at, you know, at this point of Frank's career or anybody in that realm. So, same with Mount Mitrione, who isn't quite where Frank is now.
Yeah.
But he's approaching it. Yeah. You know, he's slowly getting there. So, you know, you go out and have a performance like this, who can bring him in now?
Yeah. Man, it's going to be tough. I mean, he can start to transition to developing his daughter, making her a champion. I mean, you know, it's about time to put the gloves down.
It's tough to do it. You know, it's tough for an athlete to walk away from what they've done for three quarters of their lives. I mean, I get it. You know, and I've discussed this, you know, with family members. I've discussed it on the air. You know, who are we to say Frank Mir should never fight again? Frank knows what he's doing more than we do.
Well, after he woke up.
Well, he never went to sleep. He had to concentrate, not falling down.
He was out, up, standing up.
And he may get another fight.
Well, you know, Rampage Jackson was in attendance. He was sending warning shots that the UFC and Bellator better watch out, that this is what the fans want. The fans want to combine entertainment, concerts, and in with the fight promotions?
I'm okay with all of that. What I'm not okay with, and I've gotten in some heated, shocking discussions, hatred on Twitter, it's not MMA versus boxing. It's not. It's an MMA fighter versus a boxer in boxing.
Right.
You know, MMA is not defending MMA.
And the gloves were an odd weight, right? So they're halfway between a boxing weight and an MMA 4-ounce glove. So it's a weird, it's a weird concept. It's an odd concept. But then again, Tyron Woodley, he was there. He said he's going to fight four different styles of combat sports.
All in the same fight?
No,
that's what. Let's start an organization.
Go back to the original.
No, not to the original. This is what we need to do. We need to start an organization. Round one is boxing.
Okay. Oh.
Round two, you now can mix in kicks.
Okay.
Round three, you can now take them to the ground.
Okay.
Round four involves switchblades. Round five, you get a gun, but only one bullet.
What is this, the Warriors? What is this, the Coney Island?
All right, so we won't do the gun, but maybe brass knuckles?
Oh. But no, I like
they
it.
Use
I
brass
like,
knuckles in wrestling.
But this one, then you can take it to the ground, you know, then
right.
Each round.
And I'm being serious. I think it would be entertaining if every round was a different discipline.
You add another skill, another arsenal.
Then if you want to say MMA versus boxing, then it's okay. But to say MMA... To say that Mike Perry and Matt Mitrione and Frank Mir and all the other fighters that have a mixed martial arts background are defending mixed martial arts in a boxing event,
yeah,
it doesn't hold water. That's from my cousin Disney. No, the defense is wrong. MMA had nothing to do with this other than they were MMA fighters.
But do you believe Rampage Jackson at his word that
no.
that well for
no.
anything? but especially is the UFC, should they consider like entertainment along with their fights? Are they still the supreme, you know, king of the hill?
They are the supreme king of the hill. And
everybody else is second.
Everybody else is third. It's kind of like you and the Coco host. It's the same there. The UFC is the brand. What is the closest thing to the NFL? College football, maybe.
Yeah.
Certainly not anything in professional
especially
ranks.
Especially if you're in Michigan against Ohio State this week. Haskell put out.
Except for that was last week.
Before. Well, so since the last show.
You're definitely guaranteed to win if you bet on Michigan.
Man, Harbaugh. He finally won. Finally got a game.
Sitting at number two. Now all they got to do is win the Big Ten, which they probably will do, unless you know they put everything into the last week, which I don't see that. I see them winning on Saturday. I see them obviously being in the playoffs. I don't see Alabama staying there. I think if Alabama only loses by the 6.5, they may stay there, even with two losses.
Speaking of Big Blue.
But they're going to lose by more than 6.5.
Well, put your money where your mouth is.
I don't bet.
Add some crypto to it.
I don't even know what crypto is.
But speaking of Big Blue, do you know where you were 4 years ago today, Randy Harris?
I don't know where I was 4 minutes ago. No.
You were in Detroit.
Was that Detroit?
You were with Les and... what's his son name? Seth. At the American Pawn and Gold.
And then ran into the daughter as we were walking around downtown.
Broadcasting Knockout Radio Live from...
it was a lot of fun.
Knockout Radio Live from the Gold... What was they called? The Golden...
Well, it was Hardcore Pawn was the show. American Gold... American Jewelry, I think it is. I still have a shirt that we could probably give away.
Really?
It's in the toy chest.
Just add it to my collection.
Or ice chest or whatever we used to call it.
I'll take it. And then I think... I actually saved a phone screenshot. It was actually for UFC 218.
More importantly, it's not who we met. It's not the radio show, and Seth and Les are really good friends of mine now. It's the fact that we went to the all-you-can-eat Brazilian steakhouse.
Right.
That was the best part of the whole trip. You know, standing in front of Hitsville, USA was pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
You know, it's kind of like, and I know we have to hit this break, but you were doing your, I hate to say gimmick, you were doing your gym and stuff down by Crescent Park Lake, and we were kind of talking, and I said, I used to run cross country here, and then you made a comment. I'm like, you really have no idea the history at this lake. And you go, yeah, Babe Ruth was here.
Yeah.
And behind Crescent Lake is where the New York Mets spring training was. And Babe Ruth was there. Mickey Mantle was there. DiMaggio was there.
Was he a Yankee or a Met?
Well, the Yankees were there playing.
Oh, okay. Oh,
yeah. You know, they would still play there. But no, the Mets obviously trained there. But I'm saying Babe Ruth played on that field. Babe Ruth hit balls there.
And just because I'm looking at all the Christmas decorations.
At least I think so.
Hanukkah stuff you have in here. You actually spoke to Neil Hoffman 4 years ago today about his Minch on the Bench.
Oh, wow.
And about his uber successful Shark Tank deal.
And he is uber successful. All right, so we don't get too far behind. And I believe Babe Ruth, they did some scrimmages back then. That's the rumor. I wasn't there.
You were probably the bad boy.
This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Song. We'll be right back. All of times
do the wind, the sun, or the rain. We can be like they are. Come on, baby, don't feel the reaper.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Mike Allstott, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Have you thought of investing money in the stock market? Well, what's holding you back? Is it the fear of losing your hard-earned money? Don't have the time to babysit your investments? Or are you afraid of the unknown? Well, get ready. We have a proven system that's successfully running for the past 6 years, helping our clients make winning trades with our artificial intelligence-based software. Call now to get in on our free live daily trading sessions, as seats are limited. Call 727-597-4377 or visit us at www.sleepandtrade.com.
Futures trading involves risk. Past performance is not necessarily indicative of future results. Go to sleepandtrade.com for our full disclosure.
You're invited to the 17th annual Festivals of Speed, Sunday, January 23rd, in downtown St. Petersburg's Vinoy Park. Festivals of Speed showcases over 300 of the world's most exotic and classic cars, with names like Lamborghini, Ferrari, McLaren, and others. Register your car and join the fun. Use code SAVE50 to save 50% off general admission tickets online. For information, visit festivalsofspeed.com. That's festivalsofspeed.com.
Calling all Rocky Balboa fans, check out the sock collection available at oddsocksofficial.com. If you're a Breaking Bad fan or WWE or South Park, check out the sock collection available at oddsocksofficial.com. Scarface, Godfather, Back to the Future, and Jaws, and many others available at oddsocksofficial.com. Double Dare, SpongeBob, Street Fighter, and did I mention Rocky Balboa? All available at oddsocksofficial.com. That's oddsoxofficial.com. If you can't find a pair to wear, then why do you have feet?
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products, and pick up a pair today.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
I'm Hillsborough County Sheriff Chad Cronister, and if you don't listen to Knockout Radio, you may just find yourself in one of my jails.
All right, we are back coming to you live from the dungeon as we get ready for another UFC weekend this weekend, as well as the SEC Championship game, which I will be there covering. Also covering the Atlanta Falcons-Tampa Bay Buccaneers game. So this is how we're going to give away the replica ring.
Yes.
All right.
I was going to ask you about that.
We're going to finally give it away.
Awesome.
We picked it up. I picked it up.
We.
When we drove out to Country Depot. I'll give the results, or not the results, I'll give you the details on how you can win the replica ring after our next segment.
Okay.
On the phone with us right now as we get ready for the return. It's weird to say the return because they've had like 52 straight weeks. They take 1 week off, and then it's like, oh, I can't wait. I'm jonesing for another UFC event. That happens this Saturday back at the Apex Center in Las Vegas. Let's welcome to the program your co-main eventer, Rafael Fiziev. Rafael, how are you, sir?
Hi, guys. I'm well. Thank you. I think I'm good. Just ready to go to fight.
Getting ready on Saturday. Just the start of fight week. How do you prepare to get through the next couple days as you're, you know, ready to get in the octagon on Saturday? How will you get through the next 3 days?
Oh, this cutting weight, you know. Next 3 days is cutting weight. I think only about how I cut weight and what I eat after check weight, you know. I watch all days. I watching some food and think about food only.
Let me ask you this, and I've asked a lot of fighters this, but you're fighting a guy that you know. I know you're friends. I don't know how friendly. I fought my brother when I was 18, and I still dislike him. How do you fight a friend, and then once the fight's over, go back to being a friend?
Yeah, sometime in this business, we can't say no. And now I helped him make money, and he helped me make money. And we make some fire in the cage, and after cage, we again friends, you know. And sometimes we need to do like what fans want. What fans want this fight, and fans like this fight. That's why we do this both.
Is it possible to forget a friendship once the gate shuts?
Because I think that's for me. Is I forget it because I help him now make money.
Right. Makes sense. What is more impressive to you, your record at 10-1, or the 3 straight bonus fights you've had?
I don't know what, but yeah, 3-time bonus. I think it's good. It's look good.
It's definitely good,
Rafael. You know, when it goes back to your friend, fighting your friend, you know, in a real fight, you know, guys pull out any trick or any move that they can to win, even if it's like, you know, from foot stomps to just brutal moves. Like, would you not do those because it's your friend? Like, are you going to change your strategy because of respect, or are you in there going to do the same thing no matter who it is?
Yeah, sometimes in my last fight, I spent too much fun. I said too much fun, and I forget about the energy, about all this stuff, about save to last minute, you know. Yeah, of course, this fight is... Sorry. A little bit wrong. And, no, I punched him hard like he punched me hard. When cage closed, I can't punch him like easy or something. No, I punch hard, like, of course.
Well, you don't want to punch him soft because he's going to punch you hard.
Of course, yeah.
What is the strangest, craziest thing to ever happen to you or involving you in a fight?
I need to think a little bit. I don't know. I talk every time with my opponent, and no. One time I fight, and when I start to wrestle in the fight, I throw up a little bit.
On your opponent?
So
on the opponent or on the mat?
No, not to him. I throw up a little bit, and it stay in my mouth, and I think, oh, what I can do now, and I eat this.
All right, that would definitely fall into that. Give me your thoughts on the fight Saturday night against Brad.
Oh, we make fire, and he's waited, and I waited, and we can't wait. And that's it. Just we make fire with him, big fire.
Can you take anything from, I know it's been years since the two of you trained in Thailand. Can you take anything from it, or because it was so long ago, it's not even worth thinking about?
This is so long time ago. This is so long time ago, and we both changed now. We're different fighters. And also, like, I helped him in the training. I make him pads. He helped me also. And but still, I think we're different fighters now. It's too long.
Are you still doing blacksmithing stuff?
Yes, I still. I learn and I try to.
What have you made recently? And do you sell those items, to your fans?
I'm just learning now. And soon I start to do something from me,
Are you still down in South Florida?
Yeah. I make my last camp here. I do in Florida.
That down there in Sanford MMA. Well,
yes.
Rafael, I'm excited for Saturday. I know you and Brad are both excited for Saturday. Best of luck. I know you're going to have fun. We have your address. We're going to send you a care package of clothing from Ape Man Strong, some socks from Odd Sock Official. Where do you see these? These are outstanding, as well as a pair of earbuds from Jabra Electronics.
Oh, thank you so much.
Appreciate your time. Have fun on Saturday. Hopefully we can talk again real soon.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
Take care. That is your co-main event. I was going to ask him about the poster. He's on the poster, and then, sometimes people think it's cool, and then, like last week, the response was, I've been a co-main event before.
Right.
I've been a main event before. Right. So you got to be careful when you throw that out. So all good stuff. So let's go hit this quick break, and then we're just going to kibitz among ourselves for a little while. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone.
Hey, hi, this is Mike Schmidt. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
is former WWE wrestler Tugboat, a.k.a. Typhoon of the Natural Disaster. And have you been to the best gym in downtown St. Pete? If you haven't, there's no better time than now. Suncoast Fitness is locally owned and operated. They have that old school feeling you just don't find anymore. Suncoast Fitness has plenty of cardio, machines, and free weights. It's more than just a gym. It's a family. Stop in and tell Hunter you heard it on the radio and your first workout's free. 33 6th Street South, St. Pete, Florida. Suncoast Fitness. We're just different.
Country Depot, located at 36 North Broad Street in historic downtown Brooksville, could be the coolest store on planet Earth. From home and garden decor, handbags, and sports items, Country Depot carries a very large variety of unique gifts like nautical, primitive, country, and much more. Follow them on Facebook at Country Depot and stay tuned to Knockout Radio for details on how to register to win a $50 gift certificate. It's called Country Depot in Brooksville and worth the drive.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split End today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park, or call them at 727-290-9873.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is MC Hammer, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris. Put it down.
Isn't that where Pitbull now dealt something? Oh.
Fireball.
Fireball. That's Fireball. And Dollar, no. My rumor is that they're going to change the name of Dollar Tree to the Buck and a Quarter Store. That's really very cool.
I
know you want. You'd rather that so you don't have to talk. But
when DJ Tony was playing in Miami, he was able to play his real set, his real music that he gets his crowd moving to. And there were a couple times during the fight that I would get lost and forgot I was actually on the ring. I was just having such a good time, and then I kept shouting out DJ Tony, like, what's up? That's
my boy. How many sunglasses did we see at night inside that arena?
All of them.
It was definitely many. All right, so before I forget, here's how we're going to give away the Tom Brady replica Super Bowl ring from Country Depot up in Brooksville.
Can I play?
And no. And you need to go and check this place out.
It's unbelievable.
Did your daughters, how many things did your daughters leave with?
I mean, they got earrings, they had necklaces, they actually had a oyster that they had to pry open. So they opened the oyster, get the pearl, then put it inside the necklace, and then they wore the necklace. Like, it was, they had some cool stuff.
Yeah, it's definitely worth the drive. So here's how we're going to give it away. All right, so this Sunday, and we've been doing this for a couple of weeks, one guess only. I will write them down, and if you guess more than twice, the first guess is the only one that counts. We're going to go the Atlanta Bucks game, the Atlanta Tampa Bay game. I need to know the winner. I need to know the score and the total passing yards from both teams.
Okay.
And then we will pick a winner from that. Now, where it's going to get interesting is if nobody gets the score right, or say somebody gets the score right and somebody gets the miles or the miles, the yardage right.
Right.
I don't know. Then we might have to have a drawing live on the show next week.
Can we just create a combat fight for the winner? Two people, red and blue corner, just go at it in the front yard?
Sure.
We'll rope it off like a triangle.
You represent red and David Vieira in Brazil. We'll have to go to Brazil. We'll represent blue.
Well, Let's start a new combat sport, the rectangle.
So you definitely want to be on the blue side.
What other shapes are there? Rectangle, hexagon.
Triangle, which is close to what the triad just did.
Right.
That probably was a triangle.
Like obtruse triangle?
I don't know. I don't know. Why don't we just call it the 15-sided figure?
I mean, I'm going to look up shapes.
I just saw something again on, I think it was on Facebook. It was another 5-on-5 MMA fight.
Oh, was it really?
Yeah, it was phenomenal.
7-Eleven?
It was absolutely phenomenal.
I've seen those in the parking lot.
I don't know if you saw this, but the Home Alone house.
Which one?
The house from Home Alone.
Well, yeah, there's one in Chicago, then there's the brownstone in New York.
I don't know which one it is, but it's now on the Airbnb list.
Oh, really?
So you can stay there.
What? Yeah. I was just there this summer. I didn't stay there, but I was at the house.
In 2 weeks, we won't do it next week because we'll be in different locations, but in 2 weeks, I'm going to try to get Chris Camozzi back on. Do you see he now came out with an app where you can train jiu-jitsu with him, only he'll be at his gym and you'll be in your house.
Wow. Really?
I don't know how that works. I don't know if you're grappling with a rabbit or a tugboat bear that tugboat just came out with, but that's out there as well. So a lot of good stuff going on. But right now, let's catch up with our good friends over at Sleep and Trade.
Hey, Randy, thanks again. So I've got some great information for your listeners today about generating passive income through investing. Imagine having passive income to fuel your dreams and passions. That's right. Why let your hard-earned money just sit? While it could be working to enhance your life, your money is only as good as how you use it. Hello, folks. My name is Joe, and if you've ever thought of day trading but found it too difficult or scary, I don't blame you. Did you know that more than 80% of day traders fail? Well, we've got the solution for you, a fully automatic day trading software program that you simply just turn on and let it run. It does everything for you, and all you do is check it at the end of the day. It's fully automatic, and it's AI or artificial intelligence based, which means you have a solution for generating substantial passive income. This software takes the human element out of trading, like our emotions chasing after the trade, indecisiveness, and overall human error. So get a pen and paper and write down this website and phone number. I'll repeat it a few times. The website is www.sleepandtrade.com and the phone number is 727-597-4377. We've been using this software for over 5 years with great success. So it's not a fly-by-night kind of system. This is the picture of consistency. And guys, consistency is what makes money in trading. And what people are doing nowadays, especially after the pandemic, is they're looking for ways to work from home. And this is simply just a software that you can run from any computer device, your desktop at home, your laptop or tablet, or even your cell phone, and you can earn passive income. Guys, where are you going to find 25 to 30% return on your investment monthly? And I'm giving you conservative numbers. It's a no-brainer. So don't be shy about looking for an opportunity to make money. Sleepandtrade.com is the website and the phone number is 727-597-4377. Attend our sessions, see it live, hear it, witness it, and ask questions. You're able to ask questions on the session and see if this is right for you guys. Once again, the number is 727-597-4377. And the website is www.sleepandtrade.com. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Randy. Enjoy the rest of your day, and God bless.
By the way, futures trading involves risk. Past performances is not necessarily indicative of future results. Go to sleepandtrade.com for our full disclosure.
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it. Get back to, you know, they are good dudes, and they're slowly blowing this up.
They are.
Getting involved. I know they're doing some things with BKFC. I've reached out to a couple fighter friends of mine that they want to do some stuff with. They're going to do some stuff with Steve Monroe, better known as Tiger on the Lynx. So and speaking of which, Tiger had a press conference yesterday.
Yeah, Tiger's back on the greens.
Well, he's on the greens, but he said don't expect to see him on the PGA Tour probably ever.
Will they let him ride a golf cart?
No.
So why does they have to? Why do pro golfers have to walk?
It's the rules.
Well, why?
It's the rules.
Can you golf barefoot like Sam Snead and the legendary barefoot golfing days, or do you have to wear footwear?
I don't know. You know, we're going to broadcast again, shockingly enough, from the PGA Golf Show. You would think that they wouldn't let us back after 2 years ago.
Why?
Well, I made a strategic decision.
We had a great time.
No, we had a great time. Of course, you brought the wrong cord that blew up the computer, but that's another story.
True.
That's another story. True. That's why it's been so hard to replace this board, which just came to the studio today. But I made a strategic decision,
okay.
Sponsorship. And we've broadcasted from their booth. You know, they have a table outside. I wanted to be inside.
Right.
So we made such a big deal, and they always reserve our spot. And then we ended up doing it from the massage chairs.
Oh, yeah.
So that in between breaks, we could sit in the chair and kind of enjoy ourselves.
That was epic.
It was epic. I understand you came up with a couple more.
So here are shapes.
The diagram shapes.
Well, different shapes. You know, they're geometric shapes. You have the square. You have a circle.
Well, square, they're already used.
Circle
is used.
Octagon a real used. Circle. Like a round circle. But
it's used. The circle's used.
A pentagon. Made for defense. I mean, it's not really good for the offensive fighter. It's probably better for, like, the defensive.
Not funny. It was really pretty stupid.
The triangle, which is being used now by the triad. A rectangle, which I suggested earlier. The rhombus.
How's that?
I don't know if the H is silent.
Is it from Brazil?
No. It's a four equal sides. Opposite angles are equal. And the sum of the inside angles are equal to 360 degrees. So it's a full circle.
How about a tube? No, seriously. How about a tube?
Like a fight inside a tube?
Well, but it would have to be clear, you know, okay. So people could see.
That's my favorite color,
by the way. But you do a tube so they can't run anywhere. All they can do is go back. It's kind of like, you know, we've seen some of those gladiator shows.
Yeah.
And there's one where, you know, you climb up on this thing and you have to push this wall. And the other guy's pushing from the other side. And so whoever pushes it all the way to the end, you fall off.
Sure.
Well, you could do that as well and maybe have, and I know they've done that pit thing before, but maybe do it.
Fight in a tube.
Water.
And the cap's closed. You can't get out.
No, cap's open. Oh. So if you're pushed all the way back to the end, if you run all the way to the back and you fall out of the cap, you're in the water. I'm not saying something stupid like gators and piranha and all that kind of stuff. But if you land in the water, it's not a fight to the death. It's a fight to the water.
The trapezoid, four-sided, two equal sides. Sum is equal to 360 degrees. The octagon, which we know is the UFC. The hexagon, six-sided. And then the parallelogram, which I kind of thought was like, is that like where you have more than one wife or polygamy?
How about, you know, like... I know that you've seen it's not even funny.
Oh, come on.
The three-tier chessboards?
Yeah.
Okay, what if it's three tiers?
So you fight different levels?
You fight different levels. Right.
It's like Mario Brothers.
Right. Now, we could do it like the, you know, this thing where it's 5-on-5, and it's 3-on-3. Each level has a different, you know, two guys that are fighting. And if leveled at the top level, whoever wins, then they can slide the chutes and ladders either all the way down to the first level or take the ladder down to the second level.
Can you throw barrels like Donkey Kong? Get somebody on a sledgehammer?
Well, but it has to be the little ones.
Like the hammer of God? Like just have.
Well, it's not the hammer. Somebody already is the hammer of God, isn't it?
Is that Mariano Rivera?
No, I thought it was Santos with that big big club on his on his thing.
I thought it was Mariano Rivera because he was lights out when he came in the game.
Oh, now we're over to baseball?
I mean,
did you see the Mets just did that massive signing?
No.
They took the pitcher from the Dodgers who came over from the Redskins, from the Nationals.
Okay.
Highest salary of all time of somebody. I hate when they do this. Highest salary of somebody over the age of 38 and a half.
Oh, right, right.
Because somebody at 38 and three quarters, you know.
Well, didn't the Rays just sign some crazy contract for like a prospect or some up-and-coming guy?
Yeah.
Like $200 million or something.
Yeah,
crazy.
Ridiculous.
They've never paid that much over the last 10 years.
They haven't paid that much for the entire team over the last 10 years.
Why now all this guy? I've never even heard this guy's name.
I'm surprised, though, that you didn't bring up the what would have been earth-shattering news for you, that there are talks, there's rumors, and when there's rumors, there's fire, of a few teams, including the Philadelphia Phillies, which would hurt me if this happens, going after your favorite ball player of all time.
Oh, Kevin Kiermaier?
Yeah, I'm surprised you called him that, but yeah.
Kluckemeyer.
Yeah, that's what you normally call him.
Well, they're not going to get him. They're not going to get a championship with him here. So he has to go take a secondary role and win one on the bench.
Well, I think it's more on the bench. His contract is up, I think, in 2 years. So you get the most value for him right now.
Sure.
You could get value for him next year, but the most value is now where another team can have him for a full year and a half. Philly's Fan Fest, I think, is this weekend.
Okay.
So I'm in a Philly chat room on the Book of Face, and, you know, people are, you know, who are you looking forward to seeing? Who are you looking forward to getting a hold of? Who are you looking forward to getting an autograph
of? I don't know what you're
going to say. I bet you don't.
You're going to go for the cheesesteaks.
No, we're talking about the athletes that are at the Fan Expo.
I thought you were talking about going to the Philly Stadium so you can eat the Delco's cheesesteaks.
And then somebody goes, I'm very excited. I'm looking forward to meeting Dave Raymond.
Oh, the original.
The original Philly fanatic.
Yeah.
So I thought, why don't we reach out to him? So we're going to get him on in the next couple of weeks.
I want to be a fanatic. I just want to be like a mascot or something. Doesn't matter what.
Been there, done that.
Yeah, you were the chicken, right?
I was the Pelican. I was the Pelican. I was the bat boy for the St. Louis Cardinals. I was the mascot for the St. Pete Pelicans.
Did you do anything crazy? Like, could you do the splits? Could you do backflips? Could you do anything?
I didn't really do anything crazy. I don't think the league lasted long enough for me really to do a whole lot of stuff. It was kind of cool. There were some former, you know, quite a few former big leagues. Dave Cash was involved. Bobby Tolan was involved. I think I found it in one of my storage units, was a picture in the local paper of me stretching. And so, you know, I got my wings out and my legs are out. And I mean, it's fun. You know, when you wear a full costume or you wear a mask, really, I should tell you the joke that somebody told me, but I won't.
No, please do.
I can't.
Please do.
I can't.
Please do.
We'll hit this break and I'll tell you the joke. And then if you feel that you can tell it, then you can tell it.
Is it relevant to COVID mask?
No.
Can we make it relevant?
Did you see my Batman? I happened to be flipping channels. I don't know how long ago, a couple weeks, whatever. The one episode that I'm watching of Batman, which was awesome back in the day.
Oh,
Adam
original?
West. Yeah.
Oh, the back. Yeah. They were
with the Bat Cave.
It was awesome.
There was a thing where all the bad guys somehow got all the commissioners or all the big shots from all over the country, all over the world. And they, like, put them in a tube, in a test tube. Like they, I don't even know how to describe it.
Shrink them?
Well, it didn't shrink them, but they made them liquid. Huh. Right? So they're all in these little liquid test tubes.
Okay.
So Batman and Robin, they get the, like the egg carton full of test tubes. And they're in the cave. And Batman and Robin go and put face masks on.
Really?
And I'm like,
what?
See, he was ahead of his time.
Wow.
He was ahead of the time. And ironically, the joke that I was told involves Batman. We may tell it when we return. And it may be our last show. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Sum. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
John Owen, you're listening to Talkin' Sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is George Foreman, and I'm talking sports with Randy Harris.
That came in, we should say.
My cause started.
We're good.
It's all the NFL players, or whatever NFL players want to do this. They have their own custom cleat.
Really?
So most players do it, and then they're auctioned off for the charity that's on the cleat.
Okay.
So I've bid a few times over the past, never been able to drop that kind of money. Some of them go for considerable. But while I was doing this, I went to NFLauctions.com because I bid on those. They are Alex Kappa's cleats.
Oh, cool.
I've bid on them every year, but I've never been able to get it. But there's other things on there. Okay, there's like, you know, autographed jerseys of you name it.
Or Jimmy Crute swivels.
Or whatever. on there right now, Warren Sapp signed authentic football. Mike Evans game jersey. There is a game-worn and autographed Tom Brady Bucks jersey worn during the 10-14 game, whenever that was. Take a guess what the bid is. And there's 6 days, 8 hours, 22 minutes, and 47 seconds left when I took the photo.
Okay.
What do you think the winning bid right now is?
For the jersey?
For the Tom Brady game-worn autographed 10-14 game.
By the way, you're setting it up, I'm going to say it's excessive. So I'm going to say like $3,000.
It's excessive.
$50,000.
$3,000 is excessive?
$25,000.
$3,000 is
excessive. For a jersey?
Are you ready?
Yeah.
$202,000.
No way.
$202,000.
What? Is that the game he won $600?
I don't know.
Is that the 600 jersey?
I don't know.
Is that the original?
Google went 10-14-21. Who they played? That's that $202,000.
Wow.
I'm sorry. There's not anything that I think I want. Even if I had that kind of, well, again, if you have that kind of money, what's $202,000 to Dana White?
No, nothing.
Right? What's $202,000 to the Fertitta brothers?
Nothing.
They've spent that much on a painting.
They spend more than on cars.
Well, I get that on cars. But on a painting, on a jersey, to me is, but if you have it, why not?
Sure.
I mean, you know, I get, so my brother's here for Thanksgiving.
Right.
And I bought him a game used, or so it said, Will Harris Houston Astro jersey.
Okay.
Okay. Will Harris, relief pitcher for the Astros, or at least he was, I don't know where he is now, wore number 36. My brother wore 36 at Alabama.
Okay.
So I gave it to him just as a gift here. He goes, well, I appreciate that. I know what you're doing. Now you want, because I've always wanted to do this, is to buy a lot of game-used Harris jerseys. Different sports, whatever. It would just be super cool. The jerseys aren't that expensive. It's the framing that's expensive. But if you have the money, it's something certainly pretty cool.
Sure.
$202,000 for the Tom Brady jersey.
Tell you what, I mean, that sounds like a lot for a football jersey, but there's going to be some other, like, clothing wear, shoes and swag and clothing that will be way more valuable than that, because this week a legendary figure in the fashion world, Virgil Abloh, I hope I said that right.
You didn't.
Was an American fashion designer. He was a fashion designer for Louis Vuitton, and he passed away from his fight with cancer at age 41, but he changed culture. The streetwear, the fashion, the NBA, the NFL, every a celebrity knows Virgil, and he's had this hand on videos and swag and community and culture, and is a tremendous loss to that industry. But I guarantee you there's going to be some Louis Vuitton, one of a kind, autographed by Virgil that will sell for way more than $202,000.
Why would you get an autographed Louis Vuitton to frame, to put on the wall? You're not going to use
just
it.
Just say you have it. Just a, it's a collectible. It's like collecting Jesus' sandals. You got to wear them.
All right. I know I want to go, and I know we only have about 6 minutes left, but would you like to take a guess at the socks that Mickey Gall has requested, or do you want to go down this weekend's fight card?
Can we do both? I mean, the fight's the socks that he requested. I mean, the Jersey guy, the Jersey boys.
No. You know, Jersey boy dude was on the cruise with me.
Really?
Not Frankie Valli, but the guy who has played Frankie Valli the longest in Jersey Boys was one of the entertainments.
Huh.
It would be too long for you to try to figure out the socks, so let's just do the card.
No, you just tell us then.
He would like the Warplane camo. They're pretty cool.
Okay.
Rafael, or is it Rafael? Well, no, they're turtles. They're not Brazilian.
The co-main event? That's weird. Why would you want, why would you want socks of the co-main event?
The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles are not Brazilian. So he would like Rafael, which I have a pair of those.
Well, one of the Ninja Turtles is fighting Clay Guida on Saturday. Leonardo Santos, the lightweight, on December 4th is fighting the Carpenter, the other Jesus that we know.
Well, we know plenty. Street
get,
Jesus.
What if we get
sexy Jesus?
What if we get a pair of sandals from all of them? A pair of sandals from Masvidal, from Guida, from your brother.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Well, there's sexy Jesus too from Tenors of Rock.
Okay.
You know, Google Tenors of Rock.
We should start a Jesus collection.
Okay. How about I'll get you a pair of sandals, slippers from my brother, and you get me Jesus Christ sandals.
Well, I got to get them for a bit now, right? Is that who it was?
No, it was Leonard.
The Leonard.
Yeah.
So the bank, the fights this weekend are, like you said, at the Apex Center. It is Rob Font versus Jose Aldo.
What a fight. I'm looking forward to this.
Amazing fight.
And I don't look forward to fights. You know, and I've always said this, that it's easy to pick. I'm not saying it's easy to be right.
Sure.
It's easy to pick. You know, that's who's going to win. Doesn't mean it's going to, but that's who I really believe is going to win. I have no idea.
Yeah.
Rob Font on the way up. We thought Aldo on the way down, but yeah, he's been so impressive. I don't know.
Unbelievable fight. I mean, it's a great main event. Your co-main event, Brad Riddell versus Rafael Fizlov, that we just spoke to earlier.
I'm looking forward to that. And wasn't looking forward to it as much until I knew he was on the show. And then, you know, I did a little bit of research, which is shocking, I know. You know, the friendship thing does come in. Their fights that they've had has come in. He's won 3 straight bonuses. That's going
to
be awesome.
What does that lightweight co-main event have to do with the Michigan-Ohio State game?
I don't know.
They're both 10-1.
Well, Ohio State's not 10-1.
Not anymore.
No.
But then your third fight of the main card, our friend of the show, Clay Guida, the Carpenter, versus the original Ninja Turtle, Leonardo Santos. I mean, look, anytime you see Clay at the fight, anytime you know he's coming to bring it, win or lose, draw, it's going to be entertaining.
And with Leonardo, he has Rafael, and he has, what are the other two names? Do you know?
Donatello. And Michelangelo.
Oh, there you go. Well, he has them in the corner.
Look, I'm a pizza guy. You know, I'm kind of like Master Splinter. That's what I do. I train fighters. I feed them pizza. It's superpower. And then they go and win. That's what I do. Your light heavyweight. Last time we saw Jimmy Crute, he was not walking very well. Thanks to a leg kick from Anthony Smith, who placed it perfectly on the knee and buckled a knee just before Wyman snapped his leg in half. Two grueling, you know, injuries back to back in Jacksonville, but good to see him back in the octagon versus Jamal Hill. It's gonna be a banger. I mean, that's a great fight.
It is.
Both are equally matched. I think this is a perfect fight for both of those guys. Your next fight, middleweight, Brandon Allen versus Chris Curtis, and then your welterweight, Brian Barberina versus Darren Weeks.
It's a good card.
It's great.
You know, and I hate when people, you know, I'm not going to watch because it doesn't have. I hate that. I hate, just like I hate when I'll be there next week and I guarantee you there'll be empty seats, you know, on the Fight Pass card. I guarantee there'll be empty seats as the prelims start. And that bothers me. You have a ticket. Go to the whole fight.
Well, I mean, if you get there early, you're going to get to see the second fight of the night. Our friend, Mickey Gall, maybe wearing his odd socks in the octagon.
I doubt he'll get him in time.
On the polygram or whatever.
What?
The polygram or whatever we're going to call the devices. But yeah, I guess Alex Morano. Great fights from start to finish. Don't want to miss.
You definitely don't. Next week, I'll be coming to you live from somewhere. It may even be Jimmy's house in Las Vegas. Trying to get a kind of shocking celebrity on next week as well. So I will be at the College Football Hall of Fame press conference, and we might be able to grab somebody. And I'm going to leave it at that. Until then, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I want to thank all three of our guests. Hopefully, we'll have some bobbleheads to give away as well. For our sponsors at 8 Man Strong, Staff Zone, Jabra, and Odd Sox Official, this has been Knockout Radio. I'm Randy Harris. Say it right.
Trade.com.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, face demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.